Good morning and welcome one more time to Organic Matters here every Saturday mornings, 9 to 10 o'clock. This first part of the show is sort of a potpourri of things I wanted to talk about. The most important one is the first part of this section is about composting people. I know that's crazy, but I introduced it a year ago, and now it is truly in effect. I think it's something worth listening to. Then there's just a couple of follow-ups in this part of the show about some of my favorite foods, and then I go into some of the new news that's happening since the beginning of this year. So I hope you enjoy. The first ever human composting site will be open in 2021 in Seattle, Washington. In April 2019, Washington became the first United States state to legalize the composting of human bodies. As a result of this new legislation, the world's first ever composting site, named Recompose, will open its doors in spring of 2021 in Seattle's SoDo neighborhood. Plans for the facility drawn by Olson Koenig Architects in collaboration with Katrina Spade, founder and CEO of Recompose, were released yesterday, and it looks nothing like a traditional funeral home. The 18,500 square foot facility is a light-filled open space decorated with an abundance of greenery that can be moved around. The space is comprised of 75 hexagonal-shaped vessels where bodies are stored for decomposition. All the vessels are stacked, looking kind of like a beehive, around a gathering of space meant for the ceremonies. Human composting is believed to be significantly more environmentally friendly than traditional methods of burial or cremation. Recompose's patent-pending method involves placing bodies in one of the moisture and temperature-controlled vessels filled with wood chips, alfalfa, and straw. In about 30 days of microbial activity, the body breaks down into nothing but soil. Recompose's human composting consumes just 1/8 of the energy required for cremation, and far less than what it takes to dig and maintain and leave a grave, taking up space forever. The human composting process generates about a cubic yard of soil from the human body. Mourners can choose to keep the resulting soil or Recompose themselves will use it to help reforest land in the state of Washington. I want to add here, I have a friend that's since passed away named Malcolm Beck, and Malcolm and I experimented with this. Why? Well, over a decade ago, we had someone donate us a very elderly German Shepherd dog that passed away. They brought it to us. We made a 5x8 area of our compost that we made at Gardenville. Malcolm Beck was the owner then of Gardenville. We constructed a 5x8 area, 30 inches deep, and with a fence around it, and then buried her German Shepherd with proper goodbyes in that area. We did, I want to use the word fertilize, or I want the more correct word is stimulate the compost that was there with a mixture of molasses and water. That's it. We just watered it in with molasses and water. We did take a thermometer. We have 40-inch thermometers that we used to see how our compost was doing when we made it in what's called windrows by the thousands of yards. And it's about 30, 35 inches long, so we kept temperatures on it. It got up to 130 or 40, somewhere in that area, maybe 150 degrees. We waited 6 months before we went to look, other than taking the temperature. And at the time we checked it, less than a full year, about 6 months down the road, the only recognizable part of the animal was the teeth. Never thought of it, but evidently the enamel in the teeth is far, far harder to break down than the bones or any other part of a living, well, a since living animal. So we let it go to the end of the year. At that point, there weren't even teeth around, and this sounds crass, but it's not. It was really neat. So Malcolm planted the whole area with mostly tomatoes, but tomatoes, onions, and garlic, all of which grew fantastically well. So we've experimented with this before, and as far as we knew in the state of Texas, at the time we checked, there was no law against it. We've got pretty open burial laws in this state, better or at least more open than many states. I happen to live for the last, 30 years, really outside of Comfort, Texas, or in the Comfort area most of the time. And there's a small church there that has their own graveyard right at the beginning of what is the road into my ranch. And when they buried the very first child there, they had to have a child that passed away, nothing nefarious going on. I questioned it. I thought, can you just bury in the state of Texas? If you own the land, you can literally bury your husband, if he asked him to pass away, I hope, in your backyard. So I don't know if those laws have changed or not, but this was back. The only reason I even got concerned about it, this was back when the big scare had come about and we didn't know a heck of a lot about it from AIDS. And so I saw this grave and thought, hey, is this something we should be afraid of? I called the state. It was totally legal and it was just a baby. But no, it wasn't of concern. And so I learned then that this is possible, and that's when another decade later, and that's how far back this was, Malcolm and I decided to, he wanted to be, he passed away a couple of years ago, he actually wanted to be composted. I think that I had gotten away from then, I still saw him, they were still friends. I think his wife opted actually still to have him cremated and still put him in the ground. He still dusted the ground and made a garden out of it. But she had him cremated as opposed to composted. So anyway, a little bit of background, kind of an interesting story, but it is legal in the United States, and the first official one is opening in 2021 in Seattle, Washington. As everyone in this part of the country knows, avocado is the main ingredient found in guacamole, a topper for salads or sandwiches or wraps or even some people make smoothies out of them. The Hass is the most common variety in the United States. Each serving is packed with at least 20 vitamins, minerals, potassium, folate, and lutein. Potassium helps control blood pressure. Folate is needed for cellular repair, and lutein is good for the eyes. These green fruits also contain vitamin C, B, and E. Vitamin B itself helps to fight off infection, while vitamin C and E have been found to help fight cancer. They're low in sugar and high in fiber. Sounds too good to be true, and the catch is one thing, avocados are pretty high in fats. However, they are the good kind of fats, called monounsaturated, which helps lower bad cholesterol. The problem is that one serving of avocado is a third of a medium avocado. But this small amount has 50 calories with about 4.5 grams of fat. Doesn't sound like much, but the reality is that it is just a mere one or two dips into the guacamole bowl. Moderation is not avocado's strong suit. Now, I might add here, if you don't have a weight problem, folks, and, it is becoming more common, it's certainly healthy for you. They are good fats, but it could catch up with you pretty quick. The plus side is that avocados have so many positive benefits. They contain vitamins A, K, C, E, B. They have iron, potassium, zinc, calcium, magnesium, phosphorus, coppers, and folates. This fruit may help reduce inflammation in the body. Avocados may help the body absorb nutrients from other foods. They have been linked to cancer prevention because they contain phytochemicals that prevent the growth of precancerous and cancerous cells. Avocados are also high in fiber, which helps them with digestion. One serving contains 2 grams of fiber, which means they also help the body feel fuller sooner. Yes, avocados are healthy. However, that doesn't give the green light to have as much as you desire. Extra pounds will accumulate if you eat a heck of a lot of them. Believe me. Avocados are a great alternative to other condiments and sauces. The key to recognize is that 77% of the calories in avocados are composed of fat. This is the very healthy type of fat, the same found in olive oil. Avocados fit nicely into a healthy diet, but sticking to reasonable portions is a key. It's easy to eat too much without even realizing it. The whole avocado is just too much. I'm sorry, I do that and I'm still okay. Avocados can be part of an effective weight loss approach, but when eaten in the proper amount, that means some chips have to be spared the dip. Good morning. Cucumbers are part of the gourd family called cucurbits. There are three main varieties of cucumbers, including seedless, pickled, and sliced. They're usually consumed raw or pickled. The leaves, stems, and seeds are often used in Asian cuisines. It is also readily used in the cosmetic industry for lotions, soaps, shampoos, and fragrances. This green vegetable will not hurt your waistline, as a whole cup of slices has less than 16 calories and about 4 grams of carbohydrates and maybe 2 grams of sugar. To maximize nutritional value, remember this, cucumbers should not be peeled when eaten. And I'll throw this in over and above that. I only buy at this point, I spend the extra for organic cucumbers. They have a lot of things they get sprayed with. They wax them with some waxes that don't break down as well. Spend the extra 25%. And if, especially if you're going to eat them raw and not heat them to get the wax and things off, by all means, spend a little extra. Get your cucumbers organically. Cucumbers have multiple benefits. They're high in nutrients with vitamin C, K, magnesium, potassium, and manganese. This is interesting. They're about 95% of water, and some people don't even realize they get as much as 40% of their water intake every day in the forms of the food they eat. Most of us don't think about that. Being properly hydrated is important for many health aspects, and between the fiber and water of this vegetable, it's very good for your bathroom habits. This promotes detoxification and weight loss. They also contain antioxidants that help block free radicals. This can help reduce the risk of cancer, lung, heart, and autoimmune diseases. Some studies have shown that they may be also able to help reduce blood sugar levels. There's also some other interesting uses of cucumber. When the mirror gets foggy after a steamy shower, try this once. It's interesting. Try taking a cucumber across the mirror and it'll clean it up and won't let it fog up again. Don't ask me why. They also can help get rid of creatures in the gardening soil. They actually are a natural pesticide. And some people claim, and they use them to tighten up the skin around your eyes and to firm other skin parts up. Some claim they get rid of cellulite. Don't have any proof for that, at least in this study. They might also prevent a hangover if eaten before bedtime and if you happen to have drank a little too much one night. In addition to that, they will actually put a nice little sheen, I don't want to say a word, shine, on your shoes if you need it and you don't have anything else. Cucumbers, when held up at the roof of the mouth with your tongue, can help reduce bad breath, especially if you don't have any mints or parsley around. They can also help eliminate these wax crayons kids use and part of the pin marks off walls, which is handy, especially when I have my grandkids around. Cucumbers also clean stainless steel very well. Give it a try. Sounds to me like having a cucumber on hand almost all the time is a great idea. Talk about a versatile vegetable. Cucumbers are easy to add to your diet. They can be eaten raw, added to a sandwich, infused in water, pickled, eaten with cheese, or be used to make a cold cucumber salad, which, if you haven't had it, is amazingly good. Eating cucumbers and using them for other skin and beauty-related purposes is a great and easy addition to utilize. Making healthy food choices and having home remedies at the same time are money-saving, convenient, and really nice to have around. Thanks for staying tuned here to Organic Matters, and we'll be back after these messages with more of the show.